This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 24th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Elections in Venezuela aren't free. That according to Maria Corina Machado, an activist in that country. The nominally independent election commission backs the government. President Hugo Chavez can force media outlets to become government propaganda machines. And now a very large minority of Venezuelan voters believe their votes are not secret, and that the government may use their votes against them. I spoke with Machado November 10th.
Well, in Venezuela, this process has been taking place in the last 10 years, and it's been progressively. As I mentioned, I believe there are three main strategies that enable the government to have that control on the electoral process. The first one is controlling the administrator of the process, in this case, the Electoral Council, that by our constitution should be an independent power. It is controlled because four out of five of its directors are totally loyal to the government and have acted in that way. They design the process in terms of regulations, in terms of the electoral list, the registered auditing process, in ways that truly favor the government in the handling of the processes and so on. And the second strategy has to do with the propaganda and the electoral campaign. Huge resources have been used, and the President Chavez has been forcing the media to broadcast information that favors the government's position. Just to give you an example, during the last campaign for the amendment to the Constitution last February, during the 70-day campaign, President Chavez was an average of 3.03 hours a day on TV and radio. Chains, which is a compulsory transmission by all public and private TV and radio stations, have taken place almost every day when we are in an election. And this, of course, creates a truly unfair advantage for the government. And thirdly, which I believe is the most dangerous activity, is the intimidation that has been growing in all sectors of society. Government has made people believe and feel that anything they do or say that is contrary to the government interests will carry out a punishment. In addition to that, 39% of Venezuelans believe that the vote is not secret. So once they go and vote, they feel that the government will know how they act, how they voted. And it's important to note that 28% of the electorate either are public employees or pensioners.
You said that a large minority of people do not believe that their votes are secret. What evidence is there that those votes, in fact, are not secret?
Well, as I say, 39% said in that poll that vote was not secret. I'll give you an example which I think illustrates how this works. I was just 1 week before the last election in a place called La Candelaria, a very poor area in Estado Cojedes. And when I was going out of a meeting, a young man pulls me and tells me, "We just found out how the government is going to know how we voted." And I said, "How come? How?" And he said, "With the satellite that was recently launched with the support of the Chinese government." So as you can imagine, it was heartbreaking to see this young person believed what he had been told, that that satellite could make the government learn how they voted. What was very scary is that I spent 15 minutes trying to explain him that was impossible. But when I left, he said, "You are wrong. They know better than that." So it is very troubling to see how citizens are persuaded, because it is not true. Today, we believe that vote is secret, and there's no way that through the satellite or by the voting machines, people, the government could actually know how people vote. But the point is, what's important is perceptions.
Something else that has had to give way in Venezuela is Chavez has centralized a lot of power is local autonomy. One of the questioners at the forum today said that the mayor of Caracas is prevented from using his office. Is that what you had said?
And, yes.
And what does that mean?
Well, the problem is so severe that not only is that elections are unfair. And the results are altered by these strategies I mentioned before. Secondly, there are some elections that have been postponed, violating the Constitution and the law. We were supposed to have council elections in August of this year, and they have been already postponed, and not even for the next year. And the third very, very serious action on the government is that in those cases where opposition leaders managed to win, overcoming these huge barriers, some of their resources and authorities are being taken away. Not only to the mayor of Caracas, Antonio Ledezma, but to all governors that were elected, some of them close to the president. So in the case of Antonio Ledezma, he's not been able to use his office, and the police was taken away from him, as well as the health system and education system.
Some basic metrics of human well-being have been in pretty marked decline in the last decade in Venezuela, such as people who live with dirt floors as their homes. You said that social services, the satisfaction with social services has declined. To what extent do the populations of cities in Venezuela connect the nationalization, the destruction of markets, to the declines in human well-being?
Well, that's very difficult to answer because I have not seen a poll, a national poll.
But is that part of the public discussion?
Not enough. I believe that we have a country that had been accustomed to receiving everything from the government because of oil income. So when the government stopped performing, so the government is the one to blame in no matter what he does. So I do not think there is enough consciousness regarding the importance of creating wealth. And given the correct incentives for individuals to be autonomous from the government. So in that sense, I think that even though we're living one of the worst destructions ever of infrastructure, of institutions and values, I think there's a huge opportunity in the future to rethink a society in which those values are the essence of the society, of our society.
Maria Corina Machado is an activist in Venezuela. You can read more of Cato's work on Latin America at elcato.org.